May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Trinity Sunday. You want to know what is really special about Trinity Sunday? Well, I believe there are many things, but one is central. Today we are celebrating not an event or unpacking a parable or exegeting one of those tough gospel passages. What we are doing is honoring a doctrine. This is the only Sunday in the year in which the church exalts a doctrine. Those of you who were here last year on Trinity Sunday might remember that I preached. In fact, it was the first homily I delivered at St. Edmund's. And if you were here, you might recall that I opened by saying something along these lines, that there is a joke among those of us who have the privilege of preaching, that when doing the schedule, give Trinity Sunday to the seminarian, or the assistant, or the associate, or anyone who cannot say no. And I find this perplexing, because if the only doctrine that gets its own fete on a Sunday is that of the Trinity, then that doctrine must be quite significant. So wouldn't you want your most seasoned preacher to preach? Well, Bill's been preaching a lot longer than I have. So has Mother Judy. And Heather, too, has had way more time in a pulpit than I have. So, alas, this morning, you get me. Because just as last year, I asked to preach on this Sunday. I find the doctrine of the Trinity endlessly fascinating. And if one can be thankful for a doctrine, then I'm thankful for this one. It speaks to what is at the heart of all of our lives. It's all about relationship with oneself, with those around you and me, those you and I know and love, as well as those you and I avoid or wish we could. Most essentially, all of these relationships are guided by the one you or I have with God. And by God, I mean God the parent, Jesus the child, and the abiding Spirit who hovers over each and every one of us every moment of our lives. Think about that. That was a promise delivered last Sunday on Pentecost, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. All flesh. For me, that means every living creature, not just humanity, but every creature on God's blue and green earth. Another reason I am so grateful for this doctrine of the Trinity is that I experience it as a gift, a sublime gift of wisdom, a wisdom neither you nor I could ever arrive at on our own. The doctrine of the Trinity helps us to understand what it means to be both human and divine. Human and divine. And unless this worshiping community is unlike any other I have been a part of, and in many delightful and wonderful ways, it is, you are. But I'll save that homily for another day. Some of you might be feeling a bit squeamish, or squirming a bit about this notion of being divine. But to you, my sister, and to you, my brother, let me be abundantly clear. You are divine. Made in the image of God, a God that dwells within you. That's why you're here. God called you by name. Please never forget that. That same God who not only wants to be loved, but also desires to love, pours out God's love on you. God is love. And stealing unabashedly from Bill's homily of last week, God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. And today's gospel reminds us, He will take what is mine and declare it to you. And yet one more reason I'm appreciative of this doctrine of the Trinity is that it calls me to my best self, when I am able to embrace the enduring love of God in all its manifestations, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, then I am called to extend that love to every creature I encounter, whether or not that meeting is designed, purposeful, or unwelcome. God calls us together for myriad reasons, some of which are murky and some of which are clear, some of which are exasperating and some of which are gratifying, some of which are frustrating and some of which are nourishing. It is our responsibility as people baptized into the community of faith to greet every neighbor and every stranger. Hospitality is at the core of the gospel. Just ask Jesus. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, three in one, the lover, the beloved, and the love. One could do worse than to have this as your most exalted doctrine, a never-ending, eternal, and everlasting circle of grace, love, and mercy. In the name of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.